is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, April 29th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. I have Aaron Green joining me today as I set the perimeters of what I want to talk about, Aaron, right? I want to talk about the FLM.
Hold on. I notice ever since Anglican churchmen been in here, the firmness with which you set your boundaries with me.
You like talk.
I mean, as a woman.
Yeah, I understand. That's how, like I said, the guidelines. So you're listening now. You're listening.
Yes, sir.
I can set the parameters. Sorry for you, no, because I love when you talk, because I get to interrogate your mind. I want to set the guidelines for my listening audience also, because this is going to be an engaging show, because I'm going to be asking them to call, and I'm going to try to keep it short. And in order to keep it short, I got to tell them the parameters so that when they call, that we can go through the information that they want to include and move on to the next caller, and then we do commentary about it. Okay. I want to talk today about the FNM. So all those FNMs, I guess PLP2s and COI, if they want to call, be perked up. Be
hummingbirds.
Do you mean Jamaican national bird? Doctor bird?
That the hummingbird is definitely the Jamaican national bird.
Yes.
That's not the hummingbird I meant.
Okay.
Good morning, Jamaica.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the FNM convention. See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The FNM convention. I know we have two articles that we can read into the record just to add some interesting points about it. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this. Okay, listen, audience. I want to talk about your prediction of what will happen during the FNM convention. So not a long talk. I predict this will happen. Mm-hmm. Then you hang up so the next person can call.
All right.
Right? I want to... what should happen, right? And I don't want to talk about the election. Nobody said election. I want to talk about the general election. We just talk about FNM, where they stand, how they look, right? You could do that instead of commentary too. So that's the perimeter of the conversation. Right. So
numbers to call?
The numbers to call, okay. I just want everyone to know Guardian number now. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the family island, you can call from 242-300-5720. I would love to hear some family island people call today. And it'd be good if you even identify your constituency and add some pepper to this soup mixture I'm trying to do, right? So now you can call from the beginning of the show, but I'm going to have Aaron read one or two of these Guardian News articles. Right, and that we can have some a viewpoint on what mm-hmm. to anticipate. Now, should I do my prediction?
Yeah, before? Do yours first.
Okay, I predict, C.A. Nuri, who is a social analyst, I could call myself that, not yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
I predict that a Hubert Minnis will challenge a for leadership. I believe the entire slate of the FNM, the chairman, the deputy chairman, and all those council will be challenged during this one-day convention.
Mm-hmm.
I, C.A. Nuri, believe that Michael Pindad will win. Right? Mm-hmm. I believe that... I wonder if I go on record and say Dwayne Sands will keep his chairmanship position.
Bold enough.
I believe that Dwayne Sands will keep his chairmanship position.
All right.
And I believe that there will be a split in the FNM for a while. I believe that this split is going to lead into the general election, and I believe the general election is going to be called early. That's my prediction, right? I think that the PLP is going to try to catch them off guard based on what happens on this convention floor come June. When the convention is? March?
June 1st.
June.
I mean, whose convention?
The FNM convention. We were already talking about the FNM today.
All right.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm still stunned.
So I'm going to grab the text line whilst you read those two articles so we go on.
Let's start with Friday's article in the Nassau Guardian, FNM convention set for June 1st. instances in fighting. The Central Council of the Free National Movement last night voted to hold a one-day convention on June 1st, 2024, where all offices will be vacant. FNM leader Michael Pintard told the Nassau Guardian after the meeting that this will be the final voting convention prior to the next general election, and there will be no nominations from the convention floor. Nominations for the June 1st convention will open on Monday, April 29th, and close on Friday, May 3rd. This means that if former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis wishes to launch a bid for the leadership, as has been widely speculated, he has just 1 week in which to nominate. Pintard said it is time for unity in the party. Quote, we are going to have a non-voting convention to deal with a number of the other business for the party prior to the end of March of next year. But we thought this issue of the question of unity in the party needed to be settled. And we believe that one of the ways to address this is to once and for all determine which team will be leading us into the election so that the party can then galvanize behind that team, and we fully expect that the team that is in place is the team that will continue, he said. Pintard had previously foreshadowed a convention for late summer. Asked why the decision was made to call the convention in June, he said there are several reasons. Quote, one is there is a real possibility in its performance, challenges in finding the resources required to execute some of the important functions of government and some of the issues that are likely to arise over time. I think that there's a real possibility that they may go early to an election, Pintard said. Quote, we need to make sure that our house is in order, and so the question of us singing from that same hymn sheet is important. And so for those that harbor in their mind the hope that they will win any of the positions that will become vacant, they have one more shot at seeking a mandate from the rank and file of the Free National Movement. And we wish to give them that opportunity so that they can settle down, support the mission, and support the leadership the leadership that's in charge of the mission and message. And so those are some of the reasons why we needed to move with a sense of urgency and address those issues, close quote. The FNM elected Pintard leader in November 2021, just over 2 months after Minnis led the party to a humiliating defeat at the polls in a general election he called 8 months before one was constitutionally due. Pintard and Minnis were two of seven FNMs who were reelected, all but one, Adrian Gibson in Long Island, won with reduced margins when compared to the 2017 election. Under pressure, Minnis eventually announced that he would not run again for leader in the November 2021 leadership race. But in the time since, Pintard, a former Minnis cabinet minister, has been party leader. That Minnis has been mounting a leadership comeback. You want to stick a pin there?
No, finish it, because I got to a caller. It's kind of lengthy still?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's stick a pin there so we go to the caller. I want to add to my speculation. I believe that if... I really speculate, I think Michael Pintard will win any challenge, right? Mm-hmm. I believe that subsequent, one or two of the persons in the former camp won't get a nomination to represent, be the standard bearer for the FNM, which will cause another rift. But let's go to the caller. Okay. That's my predictions. I'm just doing the predictions out earlier.
Just quickly, before we go to the caller, the party did not settle on where the June 1st convention will be held. I want to register right now. It'll be held at Bahama, or they won't be taken seriously as a party. Yeah. Just go to the caller.
The PLP might have
they may have it booked out already.
Yeah, you can't. Anyway, let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Miss Green.
Good morning, sir.
Mr. Nuri. Good morning. Indulge me, but for 2 minutes, please. The Four Horsemen. I don't know if you're familiar with wrestling. They had a group of men, the Four Horsemen.
Yes, sir.
The Four Horsemen now is Dr. Minnis, Rambert Wells, Bramble McCartney, and his former deputy.
Bannister?
Them four is up to something.
Hold on, Bannister?
Bannister.
That's who you...
Desmond Bannister.
Say those names again. Minnis, Wells,
Bannister,
McCartney,
Rambert Wells, and Bronwyn McCartney. Now, I don't know if Bronwyn McCartney is bright enough to attract the white people.
Listen, no pun intended,
the white
right?
People, that's where the money is.
No pun intended, right?
No pun intended.
Yes, sir.
I would have dumped Brown and go with Adrian White. Even his last name and all would help him a little bit. But listen to me with this.
Yes, sir.
If it becomes a three-way race, because I know Hubert Alexander Ingram is supporting Dr. Dwayne Science for leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be Dr. Dwayne Science's last time. If he let this go, that's it.
You think Science?
But if this becomes a three-way race,
uh-huh,
with Pintard, Minnis, and Dr. Dwayne Science,
yeah,
Dr. Minnis might get slipped through. Because Pintard and Dwayne Science are going after the same people. I don't know if you remember the saga with the PLP, with Bernard Nordich, Perry Christie, and Phil Kalanis. Nordich had to beat them. Mr. Christie,
right,
and Kalanis was going after the same people.
Yeah.
Bernard Nordich had his people. He wasn't going with nobody. He was going with Bernard Nordich.
Okay.
Now, Minnis people going with Minnis. They're wavering with nobody.
Okay.
So if Minnis could jinx up Dwayne Science to come in the race, that could work for Minnis.
All right, but you think Science not going to run for a seat?
I think Science going for leader, too, because this is last time.
Okay.
If he don't do nothing this time, that's it for him.
I got you.
Yeah, that's it for him.
What we could do about these four horsemen, because
No, they ready. They're working. And I hope you notice them names I call.
I know, because
you... much of them short of no money.
You call Dolphin Island Bannister and turn left on Red Wells. I don't...
And what'd you say? What you got to say with Brian?
Jump on the back of the truck, Brian.
Okay, but and ain't none of them short of no money. This could be a money one on the 1st of June.
I doubt that call up, but I appreciate
your
prediction. Thanks very much.
I mean, he makes some sound points, Nuri.
First of all,
it's a money thing, right? First of all, it's a money thing.
Okay, let's start off. Before you say that, do you believe the FNM needs short of money?
The organization?
The organization?
Yes.
And why would you say that? Or what would make
because how long it took them to have a convention?
Do you think it's a money issue? I think it was the idea to have no challenge.
Well, the reason for this issue didn't just pop up 3 days ago. It didn't just pop up when we saw McCartney and Minnis in the newspaper talking about each other. That's not when it popped. It popped up a long time ago.
But
I think they just have the money now to do it.
But the good gentleman mentioned a McCartney. I thought his political... the idea of being, I'm trying to get the right words, you know.
His political aspirations?
It's finished. I just don't see
why
him
you
being,
thought that.
I didn't think he's being attractive. Every time you speak of Branville, it's always a challenge. So you remember this and remember that. I remember COVID. I remember the lockdown. And every time I consider Branville, I remember COVID and I remember the lockdown. And people not staying home. To that end, that's a whole political career finished for me.
But don't forget this.
Because I can bring it up.
That one of your strongest attributes in politics is familiarity.
I can bring up.
If Darrell Miller in 2003, I was working in Andrus when they had the major blackout on the East Coast, New York on the East Coast. If Darrell Miller had run for a seat in the 2000s, he'd get it.
Yeah, but he didn't. He didn't have the money.
Familiarity.
My point is, I remember COVID and lockdown. That's it. That finished with. And going with, again, Minnis, I remember COVID and lockdown. And mm-hmm. I think that's still fresh in people's mind.
With Bannister, I remember ReEarth getting a ruling to have the Dolphins returned and the island restored back to its original state. And then I remember Bannister returning as Minister of Works and then planning a site meeting on the same island that was supposed to be returned back to its original state.
Yeah.
I remember Renwood Wells as the minister that read into public record the new law that you could turn left on red, but forgot to add the part where only we're assigned...
See, a lot of political baggage.
...is present, which has resulted in utter devolution of driving standards and lawlessness on the Bahamian roads. I don't know where Wells is going either.
I like Wells, but that's for a different reason. So this text says, Minnis could have Jesus behind him, and it wouldn't work, okay? Rooting for the PLP FNM is like rooting for the WWE Rock versus The Undertaker. Slavery over. It's time to put the dinosaurs to rest and let young blood with new ideas and visions take over. Are there any stars in the FNM? I call stars people under 50. 50 and under.
It's only Adrian White and Shannon Dorcard right under 50 in the party, eh?
Yeah.
And in the house. They don't need to.
That's that.
Yeah. Hold on, wait.
Who else you can think
Hold
of?
On, wait. Just pause for a second. Because I didn't believe that Mario Boulegg just turned 50. If you had told me that that gentleman was under 50...
What you trying to say about Mario Boulegg?
I'm saying that I didn't realize that he was under 50 up until his most recent birthday that he held a party at 50? The baseball stadium.
He doesn't look 50?
He looked baseball stadium-ish.
Which one? The one we renovated?
Not the one we renovated.
Because that one looked old.
The one we built.
That looked new.
The Andre Rogers one.
Yeah, that looked new.
Yeah.
And vibrant.
Yeah. Because see, we talk about young blood. I thought that that gentleman would have known better.
Oh, you want to talk about that too?
No, I'm just saying, that's somebody who I didn't think was under 50.
I have a next text here, and I see you, caller. We'll go to you shortly. It says, good morning. I believe Dr. Minnis will challenge. However, I feel he wins. That would be it for the FNM. If he wins, that would be it for the FNM. Because ain't nobody on the competent authority run. He's a bad rep for the FNM, in my opinion. People remember COVID. COVID is still fresh in our minds. We were scarred. We were emotionally and mentally scarred. And people said, oh, we had to get locked down, but we still scarred. And I'm not sure that Bohemians are prepared to forgive a Hubert Minnis.
Or the woman who was scowling at us when we were asking for masks and PPE.
Yeah.
I hope Minnis knows that when we see him, we see her too. Every time I hear my fellow Bohemians.
Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning to both of you.
Good morning, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Loud and clear.
You know what I'm wondering? I've been hearing this often, that the FNM was unable to have a convention. Listen, there was a convention held a few months after losing. I don't know if you remember that. It was a 3-day convention in Paradise Island.
They use up all the money for that event.
Okay, but the fact is they had one.
Okay.
It was the PLT who hadn't done a convention in a long time. Until recently, of course, they had it.
True.
So when you look at, we know what conventions are held for, like you said, to discuss the party's business and to move forward and whatever else comes out of it. But me to say, it's a bit disingenuous to us. Okay, I can proudly say that. What? This one I feel that Mr. Pintad needs to just say, going forward, moving forward, the DAO, this is the leader, whomever is chosen, and move forward. Get this out of the way, and then everything else will follow.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm listening to both of you. I listen all the time, and I think you're quite fair, but let's just get that little part right, okay?
But, ma'am, another reason why parties have conventions is that there's been a leadership challenge with Branville and Minnis in the paper recently. Branville.
Yes.
Offering and opining about Minnis's capacity as a leader and the benefits he could bring to the party. I think that's what has spurred this particular convention.
I agree.
And the reason why people have asked when they've gone to convention before is because they've heard whisperings about negotiating in the party.
Yes.
And so people would presume that if that's happening, you would see a convention. And so they question, why has there been no convention if there are obvious signs of discontent?
Well, Ms. Quinn, can I comment on that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You know what troubles me, bothers me? Many thousands of FNM stayed home in 2016, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, 2021, I'm sorry. And listening to others, talking with friends, colleagues, it has been said or believed that many stayed home because they refused to vote under a Minnis leadership.
Administration, yeah.
Okay, I'm different. I went to the polls. I voted. I didn't like what I was seeing over there, but I went.
I assume you voted PLP.
Condition, I went.
I assume you voted PLP.
Now you really think I've been smoking some this morning.
I know you couldn't vote no Minnis.
I don't smoke.
But listen, she could only vote, ma'am. I with you on this one. She could only vote Minnis if she lives in the Killarney constituency.
No, I don't.
Good. Thank you. Right. I could stick that pin in
there,
ma'am.
Why don't you support Minnis?
But,
go ahead, ma'am.
Ms. Green.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Newey, let me just finish saying this bit. Okay, we realize what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
We lost miserably. Okay, my thing is, to Mr. Minnis, and let me just say another thing. So many things bother me. Listen, I am not quite in agreement with a lot of people who wants to put him in the category of one who wasn't active or did nothing positive, you know. Mm-hmm. I think he did what most of them do, make mistakes and make careless mistakes, arrogant. That's the order of the day with all leaders. They're arrogant.
No, ma'am, I'm with you. I don't think Brave or any other leader could get up and say that they would have done something differently.
Exactly.
And the Bahamian people would believe them.
Arrogance is a part of what they do once they reach there. But my thing is, just in closing, and this is the word to him if he's listening, do the decent thing. Give Mr. Pintard a chance. Because remember, the thousands who stayed home that year will not come out in 2000 and whatever and vote for you. So you're making a boo-boo of yourself. And I applaud you for what you did. Be a statesman. Support Mr. Pintard. Move the party on and show us that you care about the farmers. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I guess I was going to ask her who she could be when she was a prediction, but she looked like she predicted
she
that.
Done tell you, yeah. She done tell you the prediction. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, several people have used this term lost miserably in reference to Minnis and the FNM's loss at the snap election in 2021. And I want to make this distinction. They didn't lose miserably because the PLP got a supermajority. We know that the prior Minnis administration got a supermajority as well. And the administration before that, Christie's administration had a significant majority over the opposition members in the House. I think that if we're going to use the term lost miserably, we have to ascribe it specifically to the fact that you called a snap election and then lost.
That's miserably.
That's it. That's the part. Not that the PLP got a supermajority, because that has become commonplace in our politics, but that you called a snap election. And that you read the room being regional politics, you read the room incorrectly, you called a snap election, and then you lost by a super
that's an indictment. Majority. So this text says, I hope Mr. Pintard wins. Bay Street is backing him. He deserves a chance. He has his chance, or had his chance. He gave a good account of himself during Dorian and COVID, but he fell out with Mr. Ingram. Sands is a great surgeon, not a politician. Put that through.
But hold on. Minnis is a doctor too. Hold on. Minnis is a doctor too, Dexter. What you saying?
He ain't a great surgeon, he said.
But I mean, he does walk outside in post-storm water barefoot.
Yeah. But I was entertained. We said Bay Street is backing Pintard. Interesting. I see you wrote that down too, eh? I wonder what part of Bay Street doing that.
I wonder why the Dexter thinks that that may encourage other people to endorse Pintard.
But you remember... Minnis did say he's trying to move the party away from Bay Street, right, during his first campaign, right, when they had Sand. What's Sand? What that group was? Swordfish, Sandfish,
Starfish.
I don't know, some kind of fish. And then he said Starfish was too Bay Street oriented.
Hold on, that's the insignia of Loretta Butler's party when she assumed. Did she display it at the convention when she won?
Yeah, she was a starfish or something like that.
That's the insignia. Because I see, do you call PLPs, you do call PLPs crabs, but do you call FNM torches?
Yeah, the torch bearers, they torch.
No, those torch are the young children. Those are the young children.
Yeah, I guess you'd call it the torch, the newspapers.
You'd call them the hummingbirds?
You wouldn't call them.
And the starfish?
No. But the starfish is like, when the Republicans had that two factions inside their group.
The Tea Party.
Yeah, the starfish is something like that. They try to take over the party and then get put aside the pasture or some sort. CA, Generation Z, tired of working for the celebrity government. If you want better Bahamas, do better. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. The ping pong game, the Joshua generation is going to show how much Joshua generations we have.
Because I don't know if my peers understand it. I-47.
That was the Joshua generation.
We are the Joshua generation now.
So it can't be Joshua again.
I just need you to know that every time you use that analogy, that it signals that we have failed. I mean, you have failed.
Yeah.
We have failed.
Could there be a baby Joshua? And call him Josh, the Josh generation. You're done.
No,
hey, Josh,
yes.
We're old now.
Yes.
We ain't got our chance yet.
And I want you all to understand, if future generations continue to use that language to describe this current situation, that's a clear indication that not only is a D not satisfactory, but we in problems.
Mm.
We in problems.
I'm trying to get this next text.
Also, Generation Z. Mm-hmm. I think Generation Z must also acknowledge and commit to this concept, right? That there's no point in complaining about a country that you live in, you're a citizen of, if you are also spending money intended for collective national development on personal disposable experiences, right? Mm. Don't wait until you my age, and I didn't wait, I realized it a long time, but to realize that you don't have a properly functioning hospital and you don't have properly functioning healthcare, and it'll be 2054 and you'll be having a cookout for medical aid as well.
I expect 2054 we'll still be having cookouts. I see you, caller, we're coming to you right now. Say, this text says, Bahamians are so funny. We talk like we know politics but are clueless. One, all of the names that were called for the four horsemen are totally useless and incompetent. Generally don't like these guys. They are all arrogant and pompous. Number two, it would be a huge mistake for Dwayne Sands to put his name in the hat. He needs to first get elected continuously to connect with people. It is well known that he, as well as Dr. Minnis, by the way, have had bad bedside manners. I advise Dr. Sands to stay out and support his leader. Leader should have a seat, though.
You think Pintard ain't gonna have a seat?
I mean, he should have a seat. I mean, no, Pintard has a seat now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Mr. Sands. Sands don't have no seat. He can't be leader. That can't be a Tommy Turnquist without a seat. He's gonna take over.
Maybe
like
they
that.
Like that model.
They like that model. Let's go to the caller there, producer. That's for me.
Because it suggests to me that.
Yeah, the caller gone. It's caller call back.
In reference to the response that they didn't have convention because they didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that, maybe that's it. Maybe the quality
the lady
is
called
that they
and
have
said
money.
They had the money to have the convention.
No, she said that I said in response to that conversation, mm-hmm. when I said they didn't have convention because they didn't have any money, and then she called in to refute that. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is I'm doubling down.
This suggestion that Bay Street is anti-PLP, I don't think is right. I think Bay Street like the PLP. Just saying.
Let's go to the caller and then we can interrogate that after the caller, please.
Just go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, Erin Uri.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. You've been in the wild.
Deep
finding
in the bush.
Books, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that's the area. Gladstone Road and Fire Trail Road. That's Sparky area in the Magda too. But when we talk about this electrical bill where the Attorney General, what's his name?
Before you continue with the electrical bill, anything
pardon me?
Anything on the topic that we have at hand? Because I know it's the other show.
Huh?
What you're talking about is the other show.
I mean, you know. You seem to be contradicting what they're doing, right?
With BPL? Yes, sir. Without a doubt. But what Mr. Nuri was saying to you is that he has a specific topic for today's show, and he wants to stick on a conversation about the F&M convention.
Okay, well, with the leadership and and everything, right?
Yes.
How does this sound with Michael Pintard and Shannon Dawes as deputy?
That's what's happening now.
I wonder if Pintard, the experience to lead the party in opposition, let alone government. I think that I would expect a far more ferocious opposition than the one that I'm getting right now. I expected far more energy from them, young people, in terms of how they go after issues, how they engage the public domain. Because they're young men, I would have expected them to create a new model where they speak both to their party members and the general public about what it is they're concerned about. And I'm afraid that both Pintard and Cartwright in this part of their leadership, they may be far more focused on internal party support than proving themselves leaders within the general with the general public.
But ministers there also.
Who,
so he
minister,
should be supporting them also, right?
I mean, of course he should be supporting them. And this is it, right? Whether see whether minister support okay.
I mean the
minister,
whole team.
Right. But let's look at ministers. And Pin Todd engender Minis. Can they work it? Can they work the magic? Can they get Minis to support them?
Well, he should step up and try and push them forward. Because if he realized that the public ain't gonna want him come back, then the best thing to do is say, okay, y'all young Turks, go ahead. You know what I mean?
Right. Listen, I think what has popped up for Pin Todd is a concern that he should have is one that I've highlighted for Davis. The biggest issue Pin Todd will have as the leader of the FNM, and if he wins, if the FNM wins a general election as the leader of the country, the biggest issue he will face is causing or compelling his government actors, his party members, and the general public to discipline themselves and moderate their behavior. And the question I then put to you is, has the team of Pin Todd and Cartwright shown you, have you observed, or have they shown the public an ability to cause their party members to moderate their behavior and discipline themselves?
Okay. Michael Pin Todd has always taken the responsibility of leading. Now, his style may not be the way people think it should be, but when you look at it, Philip Brave Davis followed Perry Christie and Ingram, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sat in the wings, right?
I don't want a follower. I don't want to be a follower to tell me he can lead me.
Okay.
And then the next thing you know, he can talk about he need artificial intelligence to help him lead. I don't want that.
Yeah, but it didn't make him a champion, right? But he sat and waited for them, and now he's there. And because of the pandemic, with the population did not turn out like they should have, and ain't get no really outright mandate, right?
That's the matriculation of social promotion into the political culture. That's all that is.
Right.
That's all that is social promotion, and it's nothing to be celebrated. It's nothing to be heralded. I played my part. I sat in the wings. I played the game until it was my time to be PM.
But that didn't happen, though.
And because
did it not?
Minutes
no.
called a snap election like you're all discussing cost them the government.
No, they're going to lose no matter what.
He should have waited and give the people some time coming out of COVID until the regular time for them to say, okay, yeah, well, you've been through that.
Be ready to
and
vote.
That's what cost them a defeat at the polls.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you very much, caller.
All right.
So tell me what happened then.
Okay. In regard to PLP, I'm trying to stick the conversation to FNM. Perry Christie, Prime Minister Perry Christie, was prepared to go another 5 years. After that 5 years, there was going to be no space for a Philip Davis. It just happens that Perry Christie lost miserably. They needed a new injection of a leader, and Mr. Davis was there.
You still haven't explained to me what you were saying, because what do you think play the game means?
No, if he continued to play the game.
That's and exactly what he did.
And then if if the PLP had won, he realized that he would have lost.
But what I'm arguing with you is that what you call something different is called playing the game.
Yeah. I see you, callers, but we got to take a quick break. So as soon as we take this quick break, we're going to come directly to the call, and then we can just read the rest of these texts. This Guardian Radio AM, we talk about the FNM today. We talk about what should we anticipate on June 1st. Will there be a challenge? Who do you think is going to win if there is a challenge? But we'll be right back.
National Guard program designed young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We trained to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.bs.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly. That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pick before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
What boss man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool.
I can't afford to pay that. And you're always crying, palm out. Ain't be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony. Unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We'll go straight to the phone lines. I see they was holding for a while. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, Carly, can you hear me? You're live.
Morning, Nuri.
Good morning.
I would say nominate for Michael Pintard and Adrian White.
You can push out Shenandoah and Tyrant, right? You can push.
Yeah, right. Shenandoah got they don't perform in Parliament like Adrian White. He founded the government.
Okay.
Yeah, watch Parliament, see how these people perform.
So you believe that Adrian Wright should challenge?
I mean, Adrian Wright what?
Should challenge Shenandoah and Cartwright for deputy leadership.
Of course.
Definitely. Okay, you see how that goes.
Of course, and Adrian, if you listen to punk, you know, don't be afraid. Do it.
And you believe that if Minnis challenges Pintard, that Pintard will win?
Yeah, Dr. Minnis need to go sit down and win two holes. And you know the Okay. Do you want me to tell you a source?
No. We good. I appreciate you.
Have a good day.
Thanks very much. This text says, if FNM supporters know that the white Bay Street Boys are backing Pintard, it's over for Minnis. Remember, the Bay Street Boys only cough up money at the very end in 2021 because it was Minnis or the PLP regained power. And Christie? Okay. I don't necessarily believe that narrative. I see they keep on bringing black and white into the FNM narrative. I'm not sure if that's still a factor. I know as part of the PLP camp, UBP faction, right? But I don't necessarily think that the FNM reflects a UBP era. And then they say white Bay Street. Bay Street is mostly black. You'd be surprised who owned the stores on Bay Street. Bay Street is black. I believe they might have two stores right now that is still white owned. But so, there's them black Bahamians who own most of Bay Street, who keeping it closed.
Race is not extracted entirely from this conversation, but to have a real, authentic reading, then you have to understand that race is a construct that changes over time, language, and like geography and cultures, right? So what people may be poorly articulating is a redefining of race or an expansion of the definition of race. In this sense, we're talking about whiteness, ontological whiteness.
And so includes black people.
So, right, there may be a large number of black people on Bay Street who, because of whatever reason, like they forget that they are not white. Like they gone to Bay Street to live the life of a Bay Street boy. They forget that that's not their experience, but they end up perpetuating all of the cultural attributes of that space and that time.
So this
which
text
means you
is
could
a,
be black and rich and still subjugate, oppress, ignore, take advantage of black people in your own country.
This text be party. See the UBP again? It's like a boogeyman. The UBP party side is going to back Adrian White in a leadership. CA, Dr. Sands have to thank his PLP stalwart counselor daddy for spending about $1 million for his schooling to be a U.S.-trained heart surgeon. I'm not sure what all that
right, because
do.
I would say thank you to him, too. I would say thank you to
that's
him, too, because
we got a
heart surgeon that could heart surgeon.
Yeah, and say best in the Caribbean and say one of the best in the United States
Bahamas. We just have to make it affordable so every Bahamian could access the best heart surgeon in the region, eh?
This text says, it ain't about black and white. It's about people with mega money, and mega money just happens to be mostly white.
We're talking about socioeconomics, like I say, right? And then here's the next thing. Mm-hmm. Mega rich, they invest on both sides. Mega rich play both sides.
We learned
remember
that from,
World War I and World War II.
But we learned that from Grand Bahama and the Port Authority in that speech. They said, man, we take care of both sides. Don't worry who win. We win no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Remember that letter that came out before one of the elections where there was like an investor talking to someone who works with investors and they were like, oh, the election's coming. And the guy was like, oh, don't worry about it. The Bahamas is politically stable, FNM, PLP, we all straight. I mean, that's not what he said. I'm paraphrasing wildly what was said.
Listen, ain't no prime minister went through the challenges that Mr. Minnis went through. The worst Hurricane Dorian, then COVID, he did good to save plenty lives. The whole world was locked down. Good job, Mr. Minnis. You deserve a second chance. Everybody make mistake.
He did.
I will vote for Minnis over Teeth. Oh, sorry.
We're not going to read the rest of that.
No, read the rest of that.
I'm going to reject that critique.
Yes. But the thing is, we ain't voting for him. It ends that. So the oligarch running the country behind the scene. And I want to know, who's this oligarch?
The people with the money.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money. I know a particular young Turk who is 40-ish, buying out all the West Bay Street, erecting all kind of small condominium hotel, building, so they say, cash.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you see any building up now, that three-story, you know that more likely that's him. That's
mm-hmm.
his building getting built up. Setting it up, surely within 10 years, he'll be richer than any former oligarch or former UBP because he has that access to that type of money.
I don't think you understand how old money works.
Yeah, the old money is hiding money.
No, old money grows.
But this money growing exponentially.
But it can't outgrow old money. They
how
would have
many
to lose,
old
they would have to lose old money.
How many
for
old
him to
money
out,
have vineyards?
Money to outgrow that. Pardon?
How many old money have vineyards? This new money have vineyards in South Africa. This new money have a hotel in Miami Beach and selling it. We got to sign this money different. This money can compete against old money. And he just have access to it. The money keep on flowing because behemoths keep on spending.
That money could compete with one set of old money at a time, but I doubt that money could compete with all the old money at the same time.
The old money ain't together.
You think so?
No, man.
The young money ain't together either, and that's the problem. I am very concerned that generations of Bahamians have committed to spending money on disposable personal experiences in the face of a desperate need for the diversion of resources to collective national development.
What do you think with this text, Aaron? It said, when we say Bay Street Boys, we don't mean those literally on Bay Street today. But those who ran Bay Street, dead who ran Bay Street, eh? Those
their
who
money
ran.
Isn't dead.
Yeah, but they different.
Their money is not dead.
Okay, let me give an example. I know of a person on a Bay Street Boy lineage. They family was
the
UPP.
Tank. Yeah, yeah.
They were UPP, a hierarchy. They marry black, not necessarily just marry black. They marry black and Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
They get dark.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be considered UBP no more. The whole thinking, the whole makeup, the whole concept of life is different.
How many of the UBP members pre-majority rule were actually mulatto?
You know, majority of them,
but described as white in our cultural context. Yeah. Remember I say race changes over time, culture and geography. I mean, but I think that's important to note that when we say Bay Street Boys, and some people think of white people automatically, then remember that UBP, a lot of them
were
described as mulatto by other white people. While us black people were calling them white, other white people rejected them and called them mulatto.
So I see you call me coming to you right now. You believe race is going to be important inside the F&M's convention? Because it seems like everyone who brings up the F&M, they throw in the boogeyman UBP.
No, I think understanding how race and socioeconomics operates currently and how it did historically will be very important to wrangling any type of control in the F&M party.
But you notice that the PLP have more white people than the F&M?
I don't think that's necessarily true. See more white faces in the PLP than you do in the F&M. That does not mean that those same faces or actual white people, you say, are not a part of the party. They just don't feel the need to be as visible.
Interesting. Let's go to this caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Morning.
I had decided to just listen, right? But you guys have to forgive me. Aaron, I love your joke about, you made a joke about, previously about, something you said, I really enjoyed what you said. I don't know if it's responding to the text, but I had to respond because there was an imbecilic text, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming from an imbecilic mind in which they said, Menace did good, saved lives, and he faced this and he faced that.
Mm-hmm.
He faced some things, and before the pandemic, he was performing, you know, well, but, you know, the thing is, what's limited with these people? I would like to know how many people have actually read COVID-19, right?
Mm-hmm.
COVID-19 and the Great Reset. I really would like to know how many people have read it. Until then, keep your imbecilic thoughts to yourself, because the book actually talks about protectionism and the economic outlook after the post-pandemic era. So what most people don't realize is how many people have lost their homes, businesses, and lives. Lives were saved. How can we do that when we didn't even have an adverse event reporting system? I didn't even want to go down that road with a bunch of loopholes scientifically. But what I'm saying is, as it relates to Michael Pendard and the leadership of the F&M, the stick with what you were talking about, I knew Michael from high school, right? Now, I would have left SC in grade 7, but my brothers knew Michael. Michael was always a fighter. If you got in a problem, Michael would be there for you. That's just the way we know him. Michael was not a soft guy. He was on the basketball team. He was just the way he is. So I, you know, everybody's different. Charisma-wise, he tops Menace as far as speaking. Menace is kind of monotonous and dry. Shenandoah is kind of monotonous and dry. They don't have the charisma, the charisma. There is charisma when a person speaks. When you look at Malcolm X, who dropped out of high school, middle school, went to the prison, self-educated himself, and now he have colleges named after him and educational entities named after him. You see what I'm saying? So we must stop this lionization of people. So the lady responded that Menace did well. But what I'm saying is, Menace was not following the science, because one day, read the Wall Street Journal report on outdoor transmission dynamics. The F&M could have used that to make the public feel safer to come outdoors and vote because they lied to you about outdoor transmission dynamics, along with a host of a plethora of other lies that they spread that they knew were lies because I knew they were. Mm-hmm. And as it relates to Dr. Sand, that Texan doesn't know Dr. Sand. Trust me, but he doesn't relate to people. I used to heal Dr. Sand all the time. He would heal me. And some people are just different. I don't know what it is, but, you know, the texters and people who are afraid to call, they need to stop making callers the problem. It is designed for the plantation dwellers to make one another the problem. Whilst the world is getting ahead with the global agendas, like the texter showed you the statement from one of the Rockefellers. He don't worry about the nation's leaders, all right? And you made a statement about the banks supporting two sides of the war. So Mr. Nuri may be correct as far as the demographics. It's all about money. But everything is under the scenes. You heard about puppet governments. These things still exist, Mr. Nuri. Give thanks.
Yes. I have another text here. I see you calling coming now. Says, again, Mr. Pintat is most deserving to be the leader of the leader. Minus cost the FDM the last election. He literally handed the PLP and Mr. Davis to win. He not to finish his term. It's Pintard's time.
Why is it Pintard's time? Mm. What has Pintard done to prove that he can lead? Let's go to the caller, and maybe I have enough time to delve into that.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
How you doing?
Morning.
Yeah, it's calling, you know, 52, right, but 52, man. He's talking sense. Mm-hmm. You know, like he always do. But, yeah, man, I mean, we got to give these people, we fighting against each other, this one, and a lot of people saying this thing bad that with each other, and they don't, some of these people don't even ever meet these people before. And you see, that's how the black people grow up. We grow up better, be here, same way when McCartney was wrong, everyone was saying he this and that, and he arrogant and all, and they never meet the man in your entire life. So we need to stop that. That's black people, man. You know what I mean? We have to stop that.
Thank you.
All right, then. Thanks.
Thank you. I think party supporters must demand a higher level of engagement from the politicians and the people who enable the war rooms, right? That type of childish and petty assessment and judgment of people in politics. And here's the most important thing. Tired of hearing people saying that Bahamian voters are dumb. They're not dumb. We have some very savvy voters in this country. The question is, are we going to continue to force them to have these dumb conversations because the political narrative can't tolerate anything that could potentially implode it or expose it as lackluster?
Come June 1st. The FNM convention. I believe that we'll be surprised on what the dynamics will be. I still say Pintad's going to come ahead and we will see how that comes out. Mm-hmm. Right? Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM.
We'll see.
Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Fury. We'll see you tomorrow.